WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. In the next 12 years, there could be 800 more single-family homes in East Bryan.
The Bryan City Council's approved an economic development agreement with Adam Development Properties to create Oakmont, a master plan community that's generally bordered by Copperfield Drive, Boonville Road, and extension of University Drive. That extension, according to ADP attorney Marcos Rosales, will start after the Brazos County Commission approves the agreement.
We've got to go out, hire an engineer within 30 days to begin that design process. We then, once that design process is done, we submit it to the city engineer. The city engineer has to sign off on the plans. We have to break ground in 6 months. We have to complete construction of the phase one within 12 months.
ADP gets property tax rebates of up to $10 million on the improvements, and the city will pay back up to $2.6 million for building the street. In return, the city gets the street 2 years sooner than planned, and when Oakmont is fully developed, the city projects adding $2 million a year in property tax revenue. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An executive with the Houston YMCA had several appointments in the Twin Cities yesterday, including a presentation before the Bryan City Council. Vice President Ray Purvis says they're still laying the groundwork for branch locations in Bryan and College Station.
Perhaps we would end up doing something long-term with Blinn, where we would be a partner with them in a student recreation center. How much of that is open to the community, we don't know yet. And that would have a lot to do with the decisions that the Blinn administration would make. And then also probably more of a full-service YMCA / natatorium at this point might be down on the College Station side.
Purvis also had meetings with officials at Texas A&M and St. Joseph Regional Health Center. The Bryan City Council has approved Police Chief Eric Buskey's recommendation to equip all 143 officers with body cameras.
We would hope to have a full deployment mid to late January. We're a little bit dependent on the manufacturer, and everybody's hitting the start of a fiscal year right now, so there's a lot of departments buying them, but we feel pretty good about late January.
Buskey says the $872,000 contract also calls for upgrading equipment in 2.5 years and again in 5 years. What's expected to be the last phase of renovating the Brazos County Courthouse has been approved. County commissioners have unanimously voted to proceed with the second and third floors. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that includes adding a new fire sprinkler system.
Tear out a lot of that old plumbing stuff that we don't need in there. We will remodel the bathrooms on the second and third floor to bring them up to the same standard that we've got on the first and fourth floor.
A third county court-at-law courtroom will be created along with space for a future district courtroom. Yesterday's votes authorized seeking bids and naming the committee that will evaluate those bids. A three-term member of the Brazos County Commission plans to run for re-election. Lloyd Wasserman represents Precinct 1, which includes the southern part of the county and much of the west side of College Station. Next Monday is the first day to file for next year's elections. The annual Veterans Day ceremony is this afternoon at Veterans Park in College Station. Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Board member Chip Dawson says everyone's invited, rain or shine.
Should it be raining, there is an alternate location right there at the park, a pavilion to hold the recognition ceremony in underneath.
Today's program begins at 4:30. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning, it's 6:10, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
High pressure, it's going to build our way, but first the cold front has to move through. Look for showers and thunderstorms to develop by late today. It'll be windy, high 75 to 80. Storms end tonight, skies will clear, breezy through the overnight, 50 to 55. Sunshine tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. Friday's partly sunny, temperatures around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll check your sports here in a little bit with A&M football having their media day yesterday, as well as Aggie basketball having their media day. There's another NFL player that's an Aggie, but he's back in the NFL, so he's not really new. That plus a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
So it's like a super two for media day.
Yes, but four for.
Did y'all get two meals?
We don't get meals.
Oh, yeah, I think
that was back in the old days.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, let's hear it for the old days. Okay, so there's an outside chance that we'll have rain for a fourth consecutive weekend.
Uh-huh.
That'll be interesting. See if that happens. I don't know. It's gonna... Later on today, chore goggles.
Huh?
Chore goggles.
Yeah. Chore.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that in a little while right now. Let's go to Spartanburg, South Carolina, where deputies have arrested a couple after they called 911. One, two, three, four, five times. Called five times. Because they claimed that they saw possums and people jumping out of the refrigerator and microwave. Just saying.
There weren't drugs involved, were there?
Why would you jump to such a conclusion? According to the incident report, the responding deputy asked the couple if they were on any type of narcotic, and he said nope. The couple then told the deputy they had pictures of worms coming out of the floor in their vehicle. Deputy says he looked at several of the pictures, which showed a basketball goal in a tree.
Wow.
Yeah, they went ahead and took him in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That possum right there jumped out of the microwave. I saw it.
We got a lot of information. Perfect situation.
I'd like to see the neighborhood. I mean, I don't want to make any judgments. I just, you know what I'm saying? I just would.
But the story didn't start in a South Carolina trailer park.
No. But hey, what are you saying trailer park for?
I grew up in one. I can't.
Okay, got it.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
There goes 6:13, almost 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is 11:11. It is Veterans Day. It's Wednesday. It's day 315. We got 50 days to go. Again, because it's Veterans Day, post office closed. A lot of federal buildings are closed. A lot of banks are closed, too. They probably put stuff up on the door to tell you that. Remembrance Day in Canada. It's National Sunday Day on Wednesday. Spell it S-U-N-D-A-E.
Oh, Sunday.
That day. Ever had a marshmallow Sunday?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to try that, though. That sounds wonderful.
Well, back in the day, you know, when they actually had these places in the pharmacy where they would make sundaes and ice cream cone drinks and shakes and malts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was that you could, because they had this kind of liquidy marshmallow stuff. It's like a
fluff nutter?
Yeah, it's like fluff stuff, except it was more liquidy, so they could spoon it out.
Oh, I would like that a lot.
So you take like chocolate ice cream, and you put that on top of it, and then the cherry, and put some whipped cream on it. Yeah, that was not bad.
Was that whipped cream sound effects?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was before they had Cool Whip, or no, Ready Whip. You know, then you just go home and just eat it
right
out of
the mouth.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, very nice. Origami Day. If you want to. All right. Care if you get paper cut. Birthday.
Krista Allen is 24 from Revenge. Vinny from the Jersey Shore is 28 years old. Whatever happened to those guys?
Yeah, Martin, no kidding.
Sanchez.
Wow.
29 years old. The infamous butt fumble play.
Okay.
If you've watched ESPN, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh,
41.
Yeah.
Adam Bach is 43 from
Gabe's brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Not spelled the same.
Okay.
Carson Kressley is 46 years old from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Calista Flockhart, 51. Miss Ally McBeal. Demi Moore, 53. Stanley Tucci, 55. Ian Marsh, the guy that sang for Human Leagues, 59. Fuzzy Zeller, 74 years old. Mm. And Barbara Boxer.
Hey, hey.
Our favorite Democrat senator from California.
Yeah.
75 years old.
She's a year older than Jesse Colin Young. He was the singer of the Youngbloods, if you remember.
Yes.
And, see, Stanley Tucci's a pretty good actor.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. He's done a lot of stuff. All right, there you go. It's 6:18. Oh, wait, no, I've got another little funny, humorous little story here.
Oh, cool.
Guys,
we've already got time for that.
Yeah, we always do. So, a guy says... Okay.
So what'd the guy say?
Resident is claiming to have caught a three-eyed catfish. Out of the Gowanus Canal.
Put it back.
Which is considered... yeah. Which is considered to be one of the most polluted bodies of water in the country. Video of the alleged three-eyed fish has drawn some skepticism from many. The guy's from Brooklyn, okay? There, first. And Gowanus Canal is up in New York. New York University Biology Professor Robert Borowski told the New York Post, "It looks like somebody stuck a piece of paper with a picture of an eye on it."
Yeah, kind of does.
Does it?
Actually, it looks like one of those plastic Google eyes.
Oh, cool. Oh, outstanding. Well, I mean, it's not the same as having a possum jump out of your microwave, but, you know, we're getting there.
Truth.
There.
And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So employees at Edward Hines Jr. VA Hospital in Illinois said they were forced to go public with their stories of medical neglect after a string of pointless meetings with Democratic lawmakers, Representative Tammy Duckworth and Senator Dick Durbin. Washington Free Beacon is reporting the VA officials, quote, reportedly kept sick patients waiting for months for appointments and maintained year-long backlogs of unread heart test evaluations. Dr. Lisa Nee said she was given boxes full of year-old cardiology tests that had never been examined. Tragically, when she started reviewing them, she realized many of the patients had already died from heart conditions. Now, the president, Congresswoman Duckworth, Senator Durbin, don't our veterans deserve so much better than this? And to all our nation's vets, thank you for your sacrifice and your service to your country.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes... well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. Hey, you still have time to spruce up your home for the holidays at Blinds.com. They'll make it easy and affordable. Now, their U.S.-based design consultants will help you every step of the way, from selecting the right type and color to measuring to installing perfectly. And they have their sure-fit guarantee that even if you mismeasure, well, they'll make it right. So don't pay someone to do what Blinds.com makes so easy to do yourself. Go to Blinds.com today instead and get easy, affordable windows that you're going to love. And you'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Workers from McDonald's, Taco Bell, and other chain restaurants protested in cities around the country yesterday to push fast food companies to pay them at least $15 an hour. Protesters also had a message for presidential candidates: support the cause or lose their vote next year. The protests were planned by organizers in more than 270 cities nationwide. The federal government wants to block a deal that would increase United Airlines' grip over Newark Liberty, saying it would drive up fares. Newark serves 35 million passengers a year, and its airfares are already among the highest in the nation. The Justice Department is suing to block a deal that would let United acquire 24 takeoff and landing slots at Newark from Delta. The Securities and Exchange Commission has brought charges of insider trading in a civil case against a former employee of private equity firm TPG and his cousin related to two healthcare takeovers involving the firm. And the SEC alleges the Chinese man made illegal profits of $300,000. Futures a bit higher. That's your money now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm, over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867.
Optima Tax Relief.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Here goes 622, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is a weird weather week.
Yes, it is.
You know, later on today, and I think again for the second Veterans Day, it was cold, I know, last Veterans Day. I don't know that it was necessarily raining, but it was pretty chilly, I think. And so we'll see. But as we know, they have... they have some areas where you can be covered if it happens to be raining during the ceremony of Veterans Park today. Lots of places will have free food for veterans. We'll tell you about that later on today. Tom's doing What is a Vet, which he's been doing for a long, long time. That'll be on today, so we'll do that.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. So the owner of a New Hampshire water park chained himself to a tower at the park in an effort to save the business from foreclosure. I don't know how... that would necessarily make any difference.
No. Nope.
Kevin Dumont, who's the owner of the Liquid Planet, is putting on a stunt in hopes of attracting attention and supporters in keeping the business open as it's scheduled to go to auction December the 2nd. Kevin, who chained himself to the tower on Monday, posting updates on his Facebook
page. Does he convey?
Yeah, well, I don't know. And, you know, that's the, I don't know how much money we're talking about. If we've gotten to this point, pretty much he knew there was a problem. And what do you get if you, and I don't know if it's GoFundMe or what they're doing, but, and I don't know how much money he's raised, but, yeah, do you get like a lifetime pass?
One would think.
Something, you ought to get something. Permanent popcorn box, I don't know. Anyway.
Cutsies on the big water slide.
Debbie, yeah. She'll stay there 24 hours a day, he says. Okay. See how that, you know, that'll work out fine until it doesn't. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's just, it's, hey, I'm still here. You know, because he's got until December the 2nd is a long time. I mean, you got to spend a better part of 3 weeks chained to a tower at a water park that's going out of business. Okay, I guess people have done stranger things than that. That's 624.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with the fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to InsureHealthTX.org. That's InsureHealthTX.org.
Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Slather your entire body with hand sanitizer, because the world is desperately trying to get you sick right now. A new study found you're more likely to get a cold during the first 2 weeks of November than any other time of the year. And that just so happens to be right now. But that doesn't mean that we feel great all the time. The study also found that between illness, headaches, hangovers and injuries, the average person feels 100% only 171 days out of the year. That means half your life is spent feeling like something is wrong. This is definitely the worst time of the year, though. The average person skips six social events in the winter because they're just not feeling up to going. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. David has people bring stuff in all the time because he does appraisals, but he'll also buy stuff from you. So if you've got a piece of heirloom jewelry that you really don't care anything about or don't know about, he'll take a look at it for you. Or if maybe you've received something that you don't like, want, or need anymore, he'll buy or you can trade it in and get something else. They also do custom work there, have gold and silver bullion, and just some really interesting stuff in general. David has very eclectic taste. To find out more about David's Jewelry and Coin, all you have to do is go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, that is plural, or you can see him on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. As mentioned, it's just kind of an unusual week of weather. We're going to end up today getting up to 80 degrees, but showers with a wind shift coming up in the afternoon, it looks like. The winds will start out mostly out of the south today at 10 to 15, then they'll shift around to the west when the front comes through and gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, a 20% chance of showers, and we'll be down around 63, so not quite as cool as we've been having. But wait, it gets better. 70 is our high temperature on Thursday. 64 with some clouds on Friday for the high, and the low on Friday night, 48 degrees. So that'll be okay. Partly sunny on Saturday with a high of 64. And then on Saturday night, 20% chance of rain and 49, so kind of chilly. Wonder if that'll be like last Saturday night at the old football stadium. And then on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and a high of 66. Right now we've got south winds at 14, 87% relative humidity. It is overcast, and it's 73.
They say roaches can survive just about anything. At ABC Home and Commercial Services, we beg to differ. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins. When you see roaches in your kitchen, bath, or garage, call us. We'll send a well-trained specialist to your home to eliminate them. Our treatment plans for roaches are simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. So for residential or commercial roach service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
What is it that separates the people who do really well under pressure from those who don't? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
For more than 40 years, Steel has built outdoor power equipment here in America and sold its products to professionals and homeowners through servicing Steel dealers. Built in America, believing in America. That's Steel Strong.
Steel Strong.
A majority of steel products are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components.
Steel strong.
Find a dealer near you at steeldealers.com.
Meet Rachel. She's making serious money on her own schedule driving with Uber.
I was looking for something that was convenient and something that would help me to reach my financial goals. A friend suggested Uber, and I liked it. I love the convenience of it. So I log on when I'm available and log off when I'm not. And it's very, very easy to do. Just get in your car and you drive. And I like driving my car.
Thanks, Rachel. To start making great money with your car, sign up to drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Performance under pressure. Some people excel while others crumble.
I found there were five key traits shared by all people who were great under pressure, whether they were athletes or business people. Those traits are focus, discipline, adaptability, being present, and what I call the push and pull of fear and desire.
Paul Sullivan, author of the book Clutch.
The ability to be great under pressure means that you have to have the ability to do those things under normal conditions first. And that's where I draw a distinction between people who are lucky, who hit a home run to win a game or, you know, get a hole-in-one in golf, and people who are clutch. And those people who are clutch take these things that they can do normally and continue to do them under pressure.
But not everyone is as good as they think they are, even under normal conditions.
You know, a lot of people go to the driving range, buy a bucket of 100 balls, and, you know, whack them out in 20 minutes. Well, that's useless, because then you've created a false confidence for yourself, because that's not how we play on a golf course.
It turns out your mind can be your worst enemy when you're trying to perform under pressure.
If you can just think in a tournament, I'm just going to hit the next shot. I mean, that's what the best athletes do. They just look to hit the next shot. And if they hit a bad shot, they say, okay, I just hit a bad shot. It's slowing things down, and it's not getting ahead of yourself.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council has approved an economic development agreement to bring a large master planned community to the east side of the city.
The Oakmont community is generally bordered by an extension of University Drive, Boonville Road, and Copperfield Drive. The agreement calls for Adam Development Properties to build 800 single-family homes, trails, parks, a facility described as an amenity center, and commercial buildings. ADP attorney Marco Rosales says once the Brazos County Commission gives its approval, then the clock starts on extending University Drive past Boonville.
My understanding is that the extension of University Drive is already on the city's books for fiscal year 2018. So our plan is to start working on this immediately. And, you know, there's a lot of work to get done with the engineering and design, but our plan is to start working on this end of this year, in other words, this month or next month, and into 2016. So I think it probably accelerates it by about 2 years.
Once there's $5 million of improvements, ADP can collect up to $10 million in property tax rebates over a 12-year period. The city will also reimburse the developer up to $2.6 million to build the street. In return, the city projects receiving nearly $2 million a year in additional property taxes once Oakmont is fully developed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For more than 5 years, the Brazos County Courthouse has been in some form of renovation. County commissioners yesterday unanimously voted to seek bids on the fifth and final phase, focusing on the second and third floors.
We will have the two county courts that currently exist and then an area for a third county court at law that will be ready. The only thing that we're not going to do is we're actually leaving a space for a future district court at the point that we do need it, and that will be, I believe, where the old 361st will be.
County Judge Dwayne Peters thanks county employees and the public for their patience on what he says has been the most cost-efficient method of addressing courthouse offices.
Without cost of buying a tract of land to build on, it still looks like we probably would have saved $20 million just in the remodel rather than building out a brand new building somewhere.
The final phase also includes replacing plumbing, remodeling bathrooms, and adding a fire sprinkler system on the second and third floors. Movement continues towards the Houston YMCA expanding to Bryan and College Station.
We see that the demographics of the combined community could easily support two centers if we do it right.
Y Vice President Ray Purvis told the Bryan City Council they'll be back in a few months and ask for some partnership opportunities.
We're not trying to step on anyone's toes or take over anyone's programs. We're here to figure out where there might be some gaps in service opportunities and what can the Y do to aid the community. Again, we have not decided on a location. We don't have a timeline. We're still in exploratory mode. And there may be some opportunities for partnership with the city, both in Bryan and in College Station. We just don't know yet.
Purvis says the Y is looking at possibly partnering with Blinn to operate a recreation center in Bryan, and in College Station possibly open a full-service facility with a natatorium along Highway 6. Bryan police officers will be wearing body cameras by the end of January. Police Chief Eric Buskey told the city council the contract calls for replacing the equipment twice during the next 5 years for all 143 officers.
And then at 2.5 years, we'll get all new equipment as part of the deal. And then again at 5 years, we get all new equipment.
And the only thing that it won't cover is willful destruction.
Yeah, and we won't have willful destruction.
Yeah. Nobody's going to stop.
Trust me.
Not for long anyway.
The $872,000 contract breaks down to an initial expense of $200,000, followed by an annual fee to store the recordings and licensing. Another locally elected official has announced their intent to stay on the job. Brazos County Precinct 1 Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman says he'll file for a fourth term, representing much of College Station's west side and the southern part of the county. Filing for next year's elections starts next Monday. The Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial will host its annual Veterans Day ceremony this afternoon at 4:30 at Veterans Park.
We'll have a recognition of veterans whose names are going on the memorial wall. and everyone is invited to attend.
Board member Chip Dawson told WTAW's The Infomaniacs they are currently accepting applications for the placement of veterans' names on the Wall of Honor in 2016.
Everyone who wants to honor a veteran, whether from the past or a current serving veteran or someone who's just recently gotten out of the service, they're all welcome to recognize the veteran they know.
Applications and more information on the ceremony is online at bvvm.org. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 72 degrees. More local news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us Best Home Builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning. It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works there on the freeway. Between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Lots of cloudiness for today. It'll be windy. Some showers and thunderstorms developing by late today. High temperatures are going to make their way up to about 75 to 80. Tonight's skies will clear, lows overnight 50 to 55. Sunshine cooler for tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night partly cloudy, lows 45 to 50. It'll be partly sunny during the day on Friday. Highs are going to be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's a combination of a couple things. You know, you can't have lose the turnover ratio of 3-0.
That's Coach Sumlin from Media Day yesterday. We'll have more on A&M football coming up in just a little bit. Billy Kennedy also met with the media. A&M basketball starts things off this Friday. Plus a whole lot more coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes or so.
Well, so what'd y'all think?
Yeah,
I was expecting a little bit more. I mean, there were no gotcha questions.
That's what they promised.
Yeah, and I don't know that there was very much silliness. But, you know, I watched some of the undercard.
Oh?
Yeah, I did. Just happened to, you know, had turned it on, happened to be in front of a TV when that was on. Just in time to, and for his part, Chris Christie did a wonderful job of making sure that they stayed on point when it came to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
And
he
buried
her yesterday.
Yeah, and I think from that standpoint, and... You know, again, he brings some stuff to the table with a prosecutorial background. I mean, he knows how to put some thoughts together. And so I think from that standpoint, he was pretty good. The line I really liked was, I wish that the president and Congress had to live under the health care situation that the VA has.
Ooh.
He said, tomorrow's Veterans Day, and we should not forget the men and women who served our country, and I wish that the president and Congress had to live under the health care situation that exists in the VA.
Yeah.
I thought it was timely. I thought it was pointed. I thought it was dead on.
Yes.
Yeah. Jebby Bush, little Jebby Bush, he came out swinging, you know, which was good, and he needed to. And obviously he brings experience from having been governor, but he had some foreign policy stuff that he talked about.
Donald is wrong on this. He is absolutely wrong on this. We're not going to be the world's policeman, but we sure as heck better be the world's leader. There's a huge difference where without us leading, voids are filled. And the idea that it's a good idea for Putin to be in Syria, let ISIS take out Assad, and then Putin will take out ISIS. I mean, that's like a board game. That's like playing Monopoly or something. That's not how the real world works.
Which is true.
Yes.
I mean, it really...
He nailed it.
He did. Also, let's see, Jeb talking about immigration, who, again, he's got a pretty clear immigration plan. And he, obviously, the one that gets the headlines is what Donald Trump says.
To send them back $500,000 a month is just not possible. And it's not embracing American values. And it would tear communities apart. And it would send a signal that we're not the kind of country that I know America is.
Yeah, so. Carly had a few moments. Carly kept interrupting people, though.
Yeah, she did.
But I get, you know.
And Trump pointed it out.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He mentioned, he did mention that. But she was talking also about the having to do with insurance and saying that, you know, the most important thing, and we've talked about it here, not in politics, just at Bryan Broadcasting. You know, Ben Downs is a very able individual when it comes to managing the radio stations, but why does he have to choose our health care insurance for us? You know, that's not his job, really. We ought to have to be the consumers to go out and do that. We shouldn't just stand there and have our health insurance handed to us, because there may be a better deal out there, and because we would end up being consumers and actually shopping for it, could make a big difference. And and she spoke to that, saying, you know, that would be something that would be helpful. Kasich, we did that. Marco Rubio, on his electability, he said, if I'm the nominee, they will be the party of the past, and we will be the party of the 21st century. Mm-hmm. I didn't think he had that good a debate.
I don't either.
I don't think there was that much, considering that he basically won the day in the last one. I don't necessarily think that he did anything that that was all that. He did talk about the $15 minimum wage, and, you know, we had it in Fox News this morning that a lot of fast food folks were protesting that. So he did discuss that.
If you raise the minimum wage, you're going to make people more expensive than a machine. And that means all this automation that's replacing jobs and people right now is only going to be accelerated. Here's the best way to raise wages. Make America the best place in the world to start a business or expand an existing business. Tax reform and regulatory reform. Bring our debt under control. Fully utilize our energy resources so we can reinvigorate manufacturing. Repeal and replace Obamacare. And make higher education faster and easier to access, especially vocational training. For the life of me, I don't know why we have stigmatized vocational education. Welders make more money than philosophers. We need more welders and less philosophers.
I like that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a philosopher apparently has already said that that was just rude.
Oh, was it now? Oh, I don't care. Yeah, could we say anything about it being true?
I bet you there's some welders out there with some good nuggets of wisdom.
Yeah, you know what? You're exactly right.
And a lot closer to life than...
Yeah, stuff you can take to the bank, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Measure twice, cut once, stuff like that.
Yeah, I would very much agree. I had it early this morning. I'll have in front of me when Jeb, right off the bat, tried to punch Kasich in the nose, saying, I only got 4 minutes last time, and I'm going to get my 4 minutes this time.
Kasich got booed at one point.
Did he? Is that right?
Wanting to bail out the banks.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, and I remember that they, as a follow-up to what Cruz had said, he said, if Bank of America was going to fail, would you allow it to fail? And Cruz said, yeah, I would. And I would do that. Also, I guess for his part, he talked about the change that we need to have within the workforce itself and what could be done as far as that goes.
For seniors, we should make no changes whatsoever. For younger workers, we should gradually raise the retirement age. We should have benefits grow more slowly, and we should allow them to keep a portion of their taxes in a personal account that they control.
Yeah, works for Galveston.
Yes, it does. You're right. That's, you know, I had to think for a minute, but you're exactly right. They decided that they did want to do that.
Somehow they got exempt from the federal requirements, and they got to do it at a city level.
Right.
And it seems to work pretty well for them.
I guess we need to do a little Ben Carson. Ben talking about taxes last night.
Everybody should pay the same proportion of what they make. You make $10 billion, you pay $1 billion. You make $10, you pay $1. You get the same rights and privileges. I don't see how anything gets a whole lot fairer than that.
Oh, let's see. Was there anything from Donald? Donald just was kind of annoying last night, I thought. I mean, anything else? I mean,
nothing really stood out.
And I don't know why what Carson said is so controversial, but people really don't agree with that premise. I'm okay with actually an exemption. You know, $10, maybe you don't pay taxes. Mm-hmm. You know, $10,000, maybe you still don't pay taxes. I'm okay with some sort of upper or lower floor, but 10% is 10%. How is that not fair?
I would agree. And of course, the thing is, we've had that discussion for a long time here, ahead of the game, because of
Neil
Bortz being on and talking about that. And so we got a chance to kind of drill down into that. And we've watched, you know, elected officials suddenly say that was okay. You know, I can remember the candidates debate with Chet Edwards, you know, and what Congressman said at that time is, yeah, there was that 37% tax rate, and he tried to paint it as it was going to be in addition to the taxes that you're paying now. And part of that, quite literally, was because they didn't understand what it was, and they wanted you to fear it. And, of course, again, Christie, being Christie, talked about a fairer, flatter tax, and he said, and the other thing I'll do, if elected and get that in, is I'm going to fire a whole bunch of IRS agents. You know, again, an applause line, easily, an applause line.
Sure.
But nonetheless, it's kind of fun. So Donald Trump and Ben Carson now have code names for Secret Service.
Oh. Yep.
The front runners requested protection last month, so the Secret Service granted their request last week, and so reportedly the protection begins this morning. As for the code names, during the second Republican debate, when asked what code name they would choose, Trump said humble.
God love him.
You know it. Carson said one nation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, that didn't happen. So Trump has been assigned mogul. Mogul.
That makes sense.
I think it works.
Sort of works.
And Carson has been assigned Eli. A reference to his earlier days as an undergrad at Yale.
Not pyramid?
No. Yeah. And
I'm sorry, that was out loud.
It
wasn't
was, it? Yeah. By the way, President Obama's code name is Renegade, in case you didn't know. And
really?
Yep. Yeah. No kidding. How's that for fitting? And George W. Bush's was Trailblazer, so you know that. What? Oh. The Republican committee had a little bit of fun last night. What you had to do, you had to, you know, obviously key into the network to be able to use the internet that they had, and the wireless network code word they had was "Stop Hillary." So every member of the media to be able to log on to use the internet
that
had to type in "Stop Hillary."
Awesome.
Yeah, outstanding.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Sioux Falls Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 14th, it's building a relationship with your veterinarian. This class is designed to help you become a better consumer of veterinary services. Learn about the key ingredients this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Our topic for Plant Talk Texas today is getting the most from your nursery experience. I want you to enjoy it. Nurseries are kind of quiet this time of year as they get ready for the holidays and then gear up for springtime. But you want to be thinking ahead about how to get the most enjoyment and the most use when you go into a garden center. Some people have frustrating experiences when they do go garden shopping. I have some ways to improve your odds right after this important message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come back with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com, M-U-E-L-L-E-R-I-N-C.com. So if you want to get the most when you go garden shopping, start with an independent retail garden center. They're the mom-and-pop stores with real and differing personalities. They're more likely to offer unusual plants and odd gardening artifacts. You're also more likely to be able to work directly with an owner or a manager. Go in during the week, especially if you're going to be asking questions about design ideas or problem-solving, things that take a little while. It gets pretty nutty on the weekends. Of course, you may not have much of a choice. If you have to go on the weekends, go early before the crowds start to arrive. That's not much of a problem this time of year, but it surely is in the springtime. If you're going in during the week, remember that much restocking is done on Thursdays and Fridays. You're likely to find the freshest merchandise and the most timely plants then. Look for quality plants that are attractively displayed and properly maintained. If the plants are misshapen, undernourished, or pest-ridden, move on down the street. If the nursery can't take care of its own plants, how can they advise you on caring for yours? Container-grown plants should be full and symmetrical. Their leaf canopy should spread to the edges of the pots or even beyond. They should be well-rooted within the pots. Check their labels for care tips to be sure they'll fit the surroundings you have for them. Better yet, do your homework before you go shopping. Know which plant types fit best into your needs and then set out to find the best specimens. When comparing prices, be sure you also compare plant size and vigor. Bald and burlap trees and large shrubs will have been dug over the past winter and brought to the nursery if you go in late winter and spring. You can tell more about them once they leaf out and after the leaves have had time to expand to full size. If you go in now and the plants have just been dug, you really can't tell how well they're going to reestablish. Ask your nurseryman about any special problems the various types of plants you're considering might encounter. It's better to know ahead of time. Let them take part in and some responsibility for your selection. Look for a Texas certified or Texas master certified nursery professional. These people have studied long and hard hours. They've passed difficult exams. They've proven that they know what they're talking about. Load and transport your plants home carefully. New growth can be burned very quickly in the wind on the highway, but even old growth can as well. So you always want to have an old sheet or some kind of old nursery shade fabric to tie in place over them. Common sense and safety in gardening, the topic of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Aggie football has struggled as of late, dropping three of the last four, including the 26-10 loss to Auburn last Saturday. When asked about the offensive decline, Coach Kevin Sumlin pointed out one thing in particular, turnovers.
It's a combination of a couple things. You know, you can't have lose the turnover ratio of 3-0 and give up 300 yards rushing and expect to beat another division team or an SEC football team. So, things work hand in hand. You know, you're able to run it. You're able to do certain things. But when we, just like most teams in America, when we limit turnovers and penalties, we have won.
You heard the coach there allude to three interceptions thrown by freshman quarterback Kyler Murray, who was forced to come out of the game following a blow to the head. Coach says he'll learn more this week as it progresses.
Like I said, Saturday, we were going to evaluate Kyler because you guys all know he left the game Saturday night, and so without being specific about injuries, which we never are, you know, yesterday was more of a mental day with installation, game plan. We get back into pads today. We'll see where he is physically and you know, just where his status is through the week.
Coach also added that if Murray couldn't go Saturday against Western Carolina, Kyle Allen and Jake Kubenek would compete for the starting spot. Kickoff slated for 6 o'clock at Kyle Field, the Fan Zone show with Tom and Scott gets underway at 3 on WTAW. A&M junior Madison Hubkins was named Southeastern Conference Diver of the Week for the second time this season after a dominant performance against the University of Texas in the Longhorns Friday. Hubkins swept the 1- and 3-meter dives against the Longhorns. Hop over to the hardwood with Aggie Hoops. They're getting ready for their first real contest of the year as they take on USC Upstate Friday. Coach Billy Kennedy updated the media yesterday on the players.
I think we'll have all of our guys. Elijah Thomas practiced yesterday for the first time in probably 3 or 4 weeks and actually did some good things for a little while. So we will be missing Jalen Jones because of He played in two scrimmages at SMU a couple of years ago and was penalized by the NCAA four games. It'll give our young guys a chance to play, especially our young big guys early on.
Tip-off from Reed Arena is at 8:30. The second weekly college football playoff selection committee rankings are out, and Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame hold the first four spots unbeaten. Iowa was promoted four spots to number five, and Baylor is the highest-ranked Big 12 team at number six. There's another Aggie in the NFL, or at least returning to. The New York Jets will have a new kicker for Thursday night's game against the Buffalo Bills. The Jets replaced Nick Folk with former Houston Texan and Aggie, Randy Bullock. Folk had been placed on the season-ending injured reserve list after injuring a quadricep. In the NBA, Anthony Davis scored 17 points before leaving the game at halftime with a bruised right hip, and the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Dallas Mavericks 120-105. In the NHL, Jake Gardner scored the tie-breaking goal late in the third period, and the Maple Leafs rallied for a 3-2 win over the Dallas Stars. Dallas center Tyler Seguin said they've got to find a way to play both offense and defense.
You know, we know we have an offensive team, but you know, you look at how we've been this year. I mean, last year we thought we could outscore every team. This year we're focusing on D zone and you know how we're competing in our own end. And you know, it starts with our forwards. D's playing great, but it starts with our forwards, and you know, everything else in the other end and offensive zone is going to take care of itself.
The Dallas Cowboys have released quarterback Kellen Moore to make room for rookie linebacker Mark Njoka, coming off a non-football injury list. Moore joined the Dallas practice squad in September and was later added to the active roster to serve as a backup to Brandon Weeden after Tony Romo went down with a broken collarbone. Moore hasn't played a regular season game in 4 years. Here's owner Jerry Jones on the Cowboys in the playoffs.
If you've got an opportunity, if you've got a chance to win this thing, then you take it. We have a team that could, from a standpoint of the personnel that's on the field, really be a top team as we get into the last half of this season. We want to show our fans that.
And finally, we'll keep it with the Cowboys as running back Joseph Randall was suspended four games by the NFL under the league's personal conduct policy. Randall started the first six games at running back this season. The NFL has investigated Randall's arrest last year in Kansas City. The police declined to pursue charges against the running back after a domestic disturbance complaint. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Yeah, I guess I'm spoiled with HD. I like to watch that whenever possible. Last night, the debates on Fox News, Fox Business, HD. I got it right there on Suddenlink. It's there. Matter of fact, you know, with the new lineup that Suddenlink has, there's 61 channels. 31 of them are HD. And again, you just, I get spoiled by it. It doesn't matter that much with C-SPAN, for instance. But you know, if you're talking about sports, they've got the Pac-12 HD network, the entire suite of those. They've got the Big Ten network. Of course, the SEC network, which they had for a long time, Fox Sports Plus. And you know what? The other thing is, all those types of channels are grouped together so that you can find the shopping channels together if you want that, those movie channels together if you want that, the premium channels if you want that. They're all put together so it's easy for you to find, and they're a very extensive guide. If you'll call right now, you can get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month, plus you get access to On Demand, which we've talked about, which is a great thing to have. Call them at 877-694-9474 or go to suddenlink.com for more information.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. For license number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Here's the weather brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them over on Holloman Drive or go to actionsportstx.com. High today, about 80 with a 50-50 chance of afternoon showers. 63 tonight, sunshine and 70 tomorrow. Overcast and 73 now. WTAW College Station, Brian.